And then Lord Jesus Christ has speak.
奉主是圣名说话。
Today we're going to study together the book of Deuteronomy chapter 21.
今天我们大家一起来查考生命记第21章。
And in this chapter, there are 23 verses.
那这一章有23节。
And I divided into five small parts.
那我把它分成5个小段。
So that we can learn teaching from and for our life.
那我们可以从中学习一些教训。
And the first part is from verse 1 to verse 9.
第一段是第一节到第九节。
Here does talk about the law given by God through Moses to the people, how they deal with the unsolved murder.
那这里是神给摩西关于这个凶杀悬案的这个条例。
And from second part, from verse 10 to 14.
第二段是10到14节。
And here there's a law regarding how a chosen people to marry a woman who was a captive.
那这里是提到这个神的选民如果要娶被掳的女子的条例。
And from verse 15 to 17, and here there's talk about as a husband or as a head of the family, how he's supposed to follow the law of God or to act out the righteousness of God.
那这里15到17节提到说一家之主要怎么来实行这个神的公义。
And from verse 18 to 19, and there's four parts. And how here mentioned the law how to deal with the disobedient children.
再来18到19节是第四段，提到的是要怎么来处理这个悖逆的儿子。
18 to 21.
不好意思，是18到21节。
And the final part, 22 to 23. Here that's a law given to teach the congregation how to deal with those who committed sin, deserving of death, and they should not let their body to be hung, should take it down in on the same day.
那再来22节到23节提到，如果有人犯了该死的罪，他被挂在木头上呢，不能挂过夜，当日就要处理。
Okay, now that's we look into the first part, verse 1 to 9.
那我们先来看第一段，这个1到第9节。
We look at verse 1. If anyone is found slain, lying in the field in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess, it is not known who killed him.
第一节，在耶和华你神所赐你为业的地上，若遇见被杀的人倒在田野，不知道是谁杀的。
So this law is based on the assumption that someone was killed or murdered. Someone dies not with the natural cause.
那这里提到的这个背景是说呢，如果有人死了，原因呢是不是因为自然死亡的话
？Someone killed him.
那是被人家杀的。And
then here, there's God has instructed them the way how to actually redeem or to get rid of the evil from the land.
那这里神的指示说要该怎么处理呢？可以将这个罪呢从这个地呢除去。
If you look at verse 1, that's what they mentioned, it is not known who killed him.
那在第一节提到说是不知道是谁杀的。
Meaning that everyone don't know how he died in the field.
就是说呢，没有人知道他为什么会死在这个田野。
So he mentioned that actually this person lie on in the field, not inside the city.
那这个人是死在田野，而不是在城里面。
So here mentioned that then your elder, your judge should go out and measure the distance from the slain man and to the surrounding cities.
二节，长老和审判官就要出去，从被杀的人那里量起，直量到四围的城邑。
And then he shall be that, verse 3, he shall be the elder of the city nearest to the slain man will take a heifer.Which has not been walked and which has not pulled with a yoke.
三节，看哪城离被杀的人最近，那城的长老就要从牛群中取一只未曾耕地、未曾负轭的母牛犊。
And then that was four. And the elder of that city shall bring the heifers down to a valley with flowing water, which is neither plowed nor sowed.And they shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley.
四节，把母牛犊牵到流水未曾耕种的山谷去，在谷中打着母牛犊的颈项。
Then the priest, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for the Lord your God had chosen them to minister to him, and to bless in the name of the Lord by.There was every controversy, every assault shall be settled.
五节，祭司利未的子孙要进前来，因为耶和华你的神拣选了他们侍奉他，奉耶和华的名祝福。所有争讼殴打的事都要凭他们判断。
And then you can see verse 6 that all the elders of the city nearest to the slain man shall wash their hand and over.The heifers, whose neck was broken in the valley. So when then they shall answer, say, our hands had not shed this blood, not have our eyes see it.
六节，那城的众长老就是离被杀的人最近的，要在那山谷中，在所打着颈项的母牛犊以上洗手。七节，祷告说，我们的手未曾流这人的血。我们的眼也未曾看见这事。
I will say, provide atonement, O Lord, for your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and do not lay innocent blood to the charge of your people Israel, and atonement shall be provided on their behalf for the blood. Nine. So you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord.
八节，耶和华，求你赦免你所救赎的以色列民，不要使流骨水的罪流归在你的百姓以色列中间，这样流血的罪必得赦免。九节，你行耶和华眼中看为正的事，就可以从你们中间除掉流无辜血的罪。
So here there's actually a serious instruction given by the law, by God, to the chosen people, To deal with those who were murdered, but they don't know who murdered it, who murdered them.
所以呢，神呢就只是说呢，如果有凶杀案，不知道谁杀的，然后呢有一些条例要去遵守的。
So we can look at this first part from different perspective to learn about the teaching.
那我们可以从不同的角度来看第一段，来学习一些教训。
As is most important, that was eight mentioned. That's we talk about the redemption and atonement.
那在第八节提到呢，最重要就是这个救赎。
And the ultimate goal is to put away the guilt of the innocent blood.
那最终呢，就是要将这个流无辜血的罪来去除掉。
So you see that the elder all the responsible worker needed to follow the instruction of God in order to put away the guilt of innocent blood.
这个长老跟这个负责的人呢，就要依照指示呢来去行，才能够将这个罪将它除掉。
So it does really signify the redemption of God.
那就是来象征的这个神的救赎。
And here, really does tell us that redemption or atonement was prescribed or is from God.
那我们也知道呢，这个救赎呢，就是都是从神而来的。
Human being cannot do anything to make themselves free from guilty of sin.
那人类呢，无论做什么呢，都没办法来将这种罪来除去的。
They have to follow the instruction or the way laid down by God in order for them to be free from sin.
他们一定要遵照神的指示呢来去行，才能来远离罪恶，除去罪恶。
So from today's look from today's salvation perspective, we can see Jesus Christ is a ransom for all.
那从这个救恩的这个角度来看呢，这个耶稣就是我们的救赎。
He is our redemption.
那他是我们的赎价。
And people that want to get the sin forgiven or get forgiveness of God, they need to follow the instruction of God.
那想要得到救赎的人呢，就必须要遵从神的指示。
So today, those that want to get the sin forgiven, that they need to come to believe in Christ Jesus.
那些想要得到救赎的人呢，就要来信从耶稣基督。
There's no other way.
那没有其他的, 道路。
So Jesus Christ said that He is the way, the truth, and life.
那耶稣说呢，他就是真理、道路、生命。
So we need to remember that we were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那我们要记住呢，是我们被神的宝血所来赎回的。
There are nothing in the world can redeem our sin other, rather, the blood of Jesus Christ.
那世界上除了耶稣的宝血之外，没有什么事情能够来让我们得从这罪得赎。
So if you look, compared to this first part.
那我们回看回来第一段。
Look at this in this first part that mentions the elders, Levi. Yeah. Mentioned elders and Levi.
那提到这个长老跟利未人。
Of course, they were the chosen people of God.
他们都是神的选民。
Now that's in the land of God. Have these things happen, they have the responsibility to get it right.
那现在呢，在神的这个土地上面呢，有这样的事情发生呢，他们就要负责将事情处理好。Because
the land of God should be holy because he was with them and he was dwelling with them.
那这个神的土地呢，应该是圣洁的，因为神与他们同在。So
it's likened as today's the faith community, the church.
那今天在这个信仰的团体里面，神的教会当中。The
work of God does always have this duty to make sure the church. Is holy.
那这个教会当中的负责人呢，就要来确保呢，教会当中呢是圣洁的。Meaning
that they themselves need to follow the instruction of God.
意思说呢，他们自己也要来遵从神的指示。And
to lead the church, to follow the instruction of God.
那带领教会呢，一样去依照来遵从神的指示。So
they should be the person that's feeling God.
那他们应该是敬畏神的人。
So that's why that's they need to follow the instruction. That's how they can preserve or safeguard the church.
那他们要遵照神的指示呢？怎么样来保全，来使教会圣洁？
And between the worker, that they need to work together.
那在这个工人之间呢，也要彼此同心。
Because it's each worker that have their duty given by God.
因为每个工人呢，都有神所赋予的这些责任。
Levi was was appointed by God to do to do the offering.
那这个立位人呢，就是神指示呢，要来处理这个献祭的事宜。
But we can see that the elders actually took the initiative actually follow the instruction of God.
啊，但是这可以看到呢，是长老呢来从事呢，将这些来赎做这个赎罪的这个一开始来赎罪的动作。
And also make a prayer for the people.
那也是他呢来为这个众百姓来祈祷。
So I can see that within church, there's a co-worker, regardless of the gift given by God, we need to work together.
那在教会当中呢，不管每个人的恩赐如何呢，都要彼此来和同心来做神的工。
With the same goal, same mind, that we need to keep the church holy.
那有同心同意呢，一起呢来让使的教会成为圣洁。
Okay, we look at this here. That's based on the scenario, or based on the fact that someone's was murdered.
啊，这可以看到呢，这个状况就是呢，有人被谋被杀害。
So meaning that someone does maybe our hatred kill his brothers or sister.
那可能是出于这个憎恨呢，有这个弟兄或是姐妹呢，被人杀害。
So we can see that in the eyes of God, killing people or murderer is evil.
啊，在神的眼中，这个杀人的事情是恶的事情。
Because that shouldn't be happens in the land given by God.
那在这个神所赐的这个土地当中呢，不应该有这样的事情发生。
Because it's, God was among them. Because God was among them. God was with them.
因为呢，神是与他们同在的。
Of course, this is the law. It is to PM the action.
那这个条例呢，是要来告诉他们怎么来行动。
Meaning that actually says to fall. For the knowledge, for the education, you shouldn't do these things.
那意思就是说呢，你应当要知道说这种事情是不应该去做的。
But we know that in the human history.
啊，但是呢，我们知道在人类历史当中。
In the Bible, that's actually some Cain's kill his brothers Abel.
那在创世纪看到该隐呢杀害他的弟兄亚伯。
He killed him because it's out of jealousy and evil.
啊，他杀害他是因为出于嫉妒还有恶的心。
So in the eyes of God, that's actually is evil.
那在神眼中看为神看为恶的事。
So in the church, that's we should have love for our brother and sister, not hatreds.
那在教会当中呢，应该要彼此相爱，而不应该有这样子正恶的心。
Because we know that God is among us, whatever we will commit to do, we shall give account to God when we see Him.
那呢，我们知道神就在我们当中，所以我们做的事情呢，都要来谨慎。
We look at the second part.
我们来看第二段。
Second part from 10 to 14.
10到14节。
And here there's mentioned that a chosen people, a brother or female, not female, male, actually says desire a females who was a captive wanted her to be his wife.
所以看到呢，如果有出去征战的时候呢，他看见这个被掳的女子想要娶她为妻。
So was 10 mentioned, when you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God deliver them into your hands, and you shall take them captive, and you see among the captive a beautiful woman, desire her, and would take her for your wife. So here that's we can see a scenario that's presented here. A person that belongs to God, a chosen people, want to take a woman who was a captive, but they little follow the instruction of God.
那这里提到说呢，属神的这个百姓呢，他看见这个被掳的女子。 想要娶她为妻呢，就有以下的条例。
But we need to know that this woman or females was a captive. It's not from the land that's promised by God to the chosen people.
那要知道是这个女子呢，被掳的女子呢，她所住的地并不是在神所指示的这个应许之地。
They should be from the land, if based on the preceding chapter we have studied, they should be from the land that's, that when the chosen people actually was working in the wilderness or toward the promised land, and they make wars with them.
应许之地路上的这些地土呢，他们所掳的这些人
，they first declare war with them to them.
那他们一开始呢，会与他们来说要征战。
They did not accept the peace. They did not accept the peace of offered by the chosen people.
那他们呢，一开始呢是不接受这个选民呢所给他们这个和平的宣告。
So definitely it's not from the land promised to the chosen people, because according to the preceding chapter 20, and they should be when they come to the land promised by God, they should utterly destroy them.
所以应该不是说神所应许的地方，因为在前面一章20章的时候提到，如果是神所应许之地的，在里面的居民都要全部来毁灭。
So if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 17.
我看《申命记》20章17节。
Also 16, but of the city of this people, which the Lord your God given you as an inheritance, you shall let nothing be brief, remains alive. And you shall utterly, 17, you shall utterly destroy them. And they mention all the nation, the name of the nation.
所以16节17节说到呢，这些国民的城，神视你为业，凡有气息的一个都不可存留，要照神所吩咐的，将这些人全都灭绝尽尽。So
that's a lot was given regarding how chosen peoples get married with females who was a captive.
所以关于呢，要娶这个被掳女子的这个律例是不同的。Because
God doesn't want the chosen people to act out of their fleshly desire.
因为呢，神不希望他的百姓呢来行出这样子肉体的情欲。Because
it happened as in Genesis, if you look at the book of Genesis.
如果看到这个。 创世纪,
and then at that time, there's a if you look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 2,
第6章第2节,
Genesis chapter 6, verse 2,
6章2节,
that the son of God saw the daughter of man, and that they were beautiful, and they took wife for themselves of all whom they chose.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
And the Lord says, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
三节，耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可到120年。
So here mentioned that the Son of God, in today's looking from today's perspective, of course, those that have received salvation, those that some the people of God.
那神的儿子呢，在今天的意思来看，就是呢，已经领受神救恩的属于神的百姓。
They should not do things as, especially the marriage. We should not do things as out of their fleshly desire.
啊，他们不应该随意挑选妻子呢，只是出于他们的情欲。
And it's just because they saw someone so beautiful and then aroused their fleshly desire.
啊，只是因为看到他们的美貌呢，就挑起他们的这个血气。
But we know that the fleshly desires is not from God.
我们知道这个肉体的情欲不是从神来的。
The lust of flesh, lust of eyes, pride of life is of the world.
啊，肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，还有眼目的情欲，都是从这世界上来的。
So that's why God gave them the law to prevent them from doing so.
那所以呢，神给他们这条律法，让他们来避免他们去做。
And also, we can learn that marriage is was instituted by God.
那我们也知道这个婚姻呢是神所设立的。
So, in order to have a believful marriage, we need to follow the instruction of God.
那有这个要有神祝福的婚姻呢，我们要来遵照神的这个指示去做。
Meaning that both party or the brother or the sister need to follow the instruction.
意思说呢，两方弟兄或是姐妹呢，都要来遵照神的指示。
Because in the Bible, it mentioned that Hebrews chapter 13, it mentioned that marriage should be respected by all.
那因为在希伯来书十三章告诉我们的说呢，人婚姻人人都当尊重。
So here mentioned that a chosen people, this brother, need to take heed to the word of God.
所以呢，这个弟兄呢，神的百姓呢，要来仔细聆听神的教训。
And what he need to do?
那他应该怎么做呢？
He said, "Does bring her home to your house?"
他说呢，可以领她到你家里去。
And then let her mourn her father and the mother for a month, full month.
然后让她呢在家里哀哭父母一个整月。
And what does woman that was a captive needed to do?
那这个被掳的女子那个要怎么做呢？
Here mentioned you got her part. You said that.She shall put off the clothes of her captivities.
啊，再说呢，要脱去被掳时所穿的衣服。
And then remain in your house.
然后住在他自己的家中。
And then show respect to their parents. We assume that their parents was dead.
那然后。我们想说他父母应该不在，然后要为他父母哀哭。
Because due to war.
那就是因为这个战争的关系。
So you need to show respect to the parents.
然后就是要为这个父母呢来举哀。
So you can see the responsibility of brothers. I'll talk about that a chosen people of need to adhere to.
那就是提到这个弟兄呢，这个神的选民呢，他要来做的事情。
And this the woman that wasn't a chosen people, but she If we want to be part of the family, she need to follow the instruction.
那这个女子呢？她是被掳的女子，不是神的选民。但是她想要来进到她这个弟兄的家中呢，就有的要她要必须要进的事情。
So that's why they put off.
Put off the clothes. 脱去这个衣服。
That need to be done by herself.
那这个是要她自己要做的事情。
And also, stay, in the house is need to be done by herself.
那她也要做到说呢，待在家中。
And also, that's also cut her nail. I already think that's trim her nail. Yeah.
还有提到说呢，要修剪指甲。
Meaning that's she need to settle.The things happened in the past, and also she need to have a new identity, start a new life.
啊，意思呢就是呢，要将过去呢来放下，然后呢要重新开始一个新的角色，一个生活。
It's kind of if we look at from the spiritual perspective, once it's a captive.But now that you want to be a free woman and part of the family of God, that's the instruction she need to follow.
那从属灵的层面来看呢，一个从前被掳的人呢，要成为自由的身体，然后呢，来到这个神的选民的家中呢，就是他需要做的事情。
So same today that once we are captive by sin, but now that God's so merciful.And give us an opportunity, but we need to follow the instruction and to part of the church, part of the household of God.
那我们也是一样，我们是从前呢被罪所掳的，现在呢神给我们这样的机会，让我们能够成为他的教会的一份子。
But before we truly integrate into the household of God, we need to settle our past.
那在我们来加入这个神的这个教会之前呢，我们先把过去的事情处理完。
And the brother does treat us with the love of God.
那这个丈夫呢，就要用爱呢来跟他相处。
So you can see that during the 30 days is when a woman that's not part of the household of God and need to mourn for her father's and mother's death. And this brother need to serve her, need to show her hospitality.
那所以呢，在这个女子呢，在家哀哭一个月之后呢，这个丈夫呢，就要来照顾她。
I mean, within the 30 days, within the 30 day, when she mourned for her parents.
那意思是说呢，在她这一个月来为她父母哀哭的时候，这个丈夫呢要来这个服侍她。
So you see, that's have a godly family. That's we should not only we have the compassion on another party.
那我们这个作为近前的这个家庭呢？每一个人呢，都要来对对方呢有这个怜悯的心。
Not only the compassion or the love from our flesh.
那不单只是出于这个肉体的这个同情呢，或是爱。
We should combine the love of God and then exercise this love of God in our family.
那更重要是要将这个神的爱呢。要将这个神的爱呢施行在家庭当中。
Then how can heal and make the families in God?
那让这个家庭呢是一个属神的这个家庭。
Look at a third part.
我们看第三段。
And third part is here talk about a man have two wives.
这里提到一个人呢，他有两个妻子。
Once he loved, once he did not love.
一个是所爱的，一为所恶的。
But sometimes it's, it really does contradictory. That's why does this man only love one and did not love the other ones, since he marries her?
那就很矛盾，就是说呢，他这个人呢娶了两个妻子，那为什么会只爱其中一个，然后恨恶另外一个呢？
So you see that God knows that we are not perfect.
啊，神知道呢，我们不是完美的。
We always act, or do things out of selfish, ambition or selfish ambition.
那我们常常呢是出于我们的自我呢来去行事。
Our love is a partial, or we have this partialities in treating people.
那我们的爱呢，对于别人呢，其实是有偏待的。
But in the godly family, or in the families, actresses, those is all the members are the members of household of God. We need to act differently.
那但是在家庭当中呢，我们应该要来公平的对待彼此。
So here mentioned, special mentioned the firstborn son.
那再提到这个长子。
And we know firstborn sons has belonged to God. It's a
我们知道这个长子呢是属于神的。
It's sanctified by God.
也是神所这分别为圣的。
Meaning that actually from firstborn sons' stories are recorded in the Bible, actually signify how God has become their God and also redemption as well.
那在圣经上看到的长子可以看到呢，神怎么跟他们同在，然后呢，还有得到神的这个祝福。
And actually, that's I can say, firstborn is to represent the glory of God.
那这个长子就代表着这个神的荣耀。
So we know that Jesus Christ is, if we look at from the human perspective, he was the firstborn of all mankind.
那如果看这个耶稣基督呢，他就是所有人类的长子。
But he's the glory of God.
那他就是这个神荣耀的这个表现。
He is the exact representation of God.
那他就是神呢最完美的表现。
So in the family, that's we should not do things. I talk about the heads of the family. We should not do things that's according to our own will or our own desire.
所以身为这个家庭的一家之主呢，不应该只照自己的这个肉体的这个情欲呢来行事。
If a husband, the head of the family, did not practice the truth,
如果丈夫呢，这个一家之主没有来实行真理
，they will affect the children, their relationship with God.
会影响到这个孩子跟神之间的关系。
Because they did not see the righteousness manifest in the family.
因为他们没有看到这家庭当中的公义。
The inside them that will be affected.
那在他们内心深处呢，像一定会被影响到。
They can't see God in their family.
他们在家庭当中呢，看不到神的存在。
So that is the teaching we can learn from this third part.
那这就是第三段我们可以学到的教训。
We look at the fourth part, 18 to 21.
那我们看第四段18-21节。
18 to 21. So here's it's a law that's given. So the people can know how they teach or how they deal with the disobedient children.
那这里有条例呢，说到呢，如果有顽梗悖逆的孩子呢，他们可以怎么样来处置
？So here mentioned that a man have a stubborn, rebellious, did not obey their parents' voice.
那这里说的呢，有这个顽梗悖逆的孩子不听从父母的话。
Even those as they chastened them, the disobedient children.
那虽然他们有惩罚过他了，
But they did not actually take heed.
Ah, 但是他们不听从。
And then the law does actually give the solution to that problem.
那条例呢，就告诉他们这个解决的方法是什么。
So that they can brought this disobedient children to the elder, and then the children who were disobedient will stand before the congregation to be judged by the elders.
那这个就要把孩子带到长老那边，站在众人面前，大家要来审判他。
We know that in the Old Testament, the Mosaic Law that clearly instructed the parents how they teach their children from young about the law of God.
那在旧约摩西律法告诉有教导说要怎么父母怎么将教导孩子来学习神的道理。
So we assume that the parents did their best and imparted the law of God to the children, but the children did not do it or did not follow the law of God.
所以我们相信呢，父母是有教导他神的这个律法、神的道理，但是呢，孩子不听从。
So that means that these children did not fear God.
意思说呢，这个孩子呢，并不敬畏神。
Did not worship this true God.
他不来敬畏独一真神。
In their life, they live a life of a very corrupted one.
那过着呢非常败坏的生活。
And here say that gluttons and drunken.
啊，所以说到呢，他是贪食好酒的人。
So you see that in their life, they did not acknowledge the true God.
就是说呢，在生活当中并没有来认可神。
If that is true,
那如果这些都是事实的话
，so that's in the eyes of God is evil, need to be put away.
这些是看神看为恶的事情呢，要来处罚。
So that's why that if the elders of come to the consensus or come to the conclusion that these children need to be punished based on the law.
如果呢，长老认定呢，这个孩子呢，必须要来依照律法来处理。
And then all the men of this city shall stone him to death with the stone, and you shall put away the evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear.
那本城的众人就要用石头将他打死，这样就把那恶从他们中间除掉。
So you can see the severity of the sin that committed by the children. Not only that went against the teaching of the parents, but especially they went against the law of God. If in the Old Testament, anyone rebelling against the law of God, God showed no mercy to them.
可以看到这个孩子呢，行的是非常严重的事情。他不单不听从父母呢，也不听从这个神的话语。那这在这个条例律法上来说是非常严重的事。
So today, that's we should be the obedient children.
啊，今天我们要作为一个顺从的儿女。
We have been given a hope of eternal life.
那我们已经得到了这个永生的盼望。
I hope that one day we can enter the kingdom of God and to be with God forever.
我们希望有一天呢，能够来进入神的国度，与神一起。
So our life in the world should reflect our status given by God.
所以我们在这个生命生活当中呢，就要来反映出神所给我们的一些诫命。
因为 we are the growing up children.
如果我们是一个成熟的大人。
Growing up, not growing up.
啊，如果我们是一个这个孩童
，and we need to listen to our parents.
那我们必须要来听从父母。
Of course, if we are the mature brothers sister in faith.
那如果我们是成熟的这弟兄姐妹
，we need to listen to our heavenly Father.
那我们就要来听从这天上的父。
We need to seek the this relationship, intimate relationship with God.
那我们来追求呢，跟神这样子的亲密。
In our life, that's how we need to act out His word and to glorify His name.
那在我们的生活当中呢，要来行出神的话呢，来荣耀他的名。
We should not live a life out of ignorance and for our own physical indulgence.
那我们不应该过着这个骄傲、放纵肉体的这样子的生活。
Rather, that we need to understand the will of God to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们要明白神的旨意呢，要来被圣灵充满。
And to be the light of the world.
那成为这个世界上的光。
Look at the following part.
那我们来看最后一段。
So here mentioned that a person that's a committed sin deserving of death.
那这说到呢，这个人犯了该死的罪。
And then and he was being hung in the tree.
那被挂在木头上。
And then we look at 23. And his body shall not remain overnight on the tree, but you shall surely bury him that day, so that you do not defile the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. For he who is a hand is a curse of God.
23节，他的尸首不可留在木头上过夜。必要当日将他埋葬，免得玷污了耶和华你神所赐你为业之地，因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的。
So whoever is being hanged is a curse of God.
那这个呢，被挂在木头上的人呢，是被神所咒诅的。
But he was being hanged due to his own sin.
那他被处死挂在木头上，是因为他自己的罪。
But the teaching we can learn from here does we know that there was a man 2,000 years ago, was being hung in the tree for doing nothing for doing the righteousness of God.
那但是我们要知道呢，2000年前呢，有一个人被挂在木头上，但他没有犯任何罪。
And He was our Jesus Christ. He was being hung in the tree.
那他就是我们的耶稣基督，他被挂在木头上。
Because of our sins, he was cursed. He was cursed. It took our curse. And then being hung on the tree.
那他呢，取代了我们的受咒诅呢，取代了我们的罪，然后被挂死。
We know that Jesus Christ came to the world and in order to take away sin.
我们知道耶稣基督来到这个世界上，为了要将这个罪除掉。
So we should do likewise, to be the blessing of other people, those who have yet to believe in Christ Jesus.
那同样的，我们呢，对于那些呢还没信主的人来说呢，我们应该要成为他们的祝福。
Use our action that's to put away all the evil and sin in the world.
那我们在我们的生活当中呢，要行做出呢，将这个罪恶除掉的事情。
That is to guide people to come to believe in Christ Jesus.
那带领其他人呢来信耶稣基督。
Thank God that today Bible study end here.
那感谢神，我们的查经到这边结束。